It's Wednesday, January the 19th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, 5G rollout delayed near airports, and Blinken to weigh in on Ukraine. First, the world in brief. AT&T and Verizon agreed to delay activating 5G wireless service near some airports after airlines complained that the technology would interfere with aeroplane equipment. Several international carriers had suspended some flights to America starting Wednesday. The delay marks the third postponement by the telecoms firms in what has been a long-running standoff. America said its top diplomat, Antony Blinken, will meet Russia's foreign minister on Friday and try and defuse tensions over Ukraine. According to the White House, Mr. Blinken would, quote, urge Russia to take immediate steps to de-escalate. Negotiations between Russia and the West have so far ended in an impasse. Mr. Blinken will also visit Ukraine in a show of support. Australia reported 77 COVID-related deaths on Tuesday, a new record. The country's workforce has been crippled by the Omicron variant, forcing the government to call on backpackers to help. Brazil also recorded its highest ever daily cases of COVID-19 on Tuesday. In Japan, where infections are spiking, the government said it plans to put new restrictions in place. Tonga's government said it had suffered an, quote, unprecedented disaster since being struck by a tsunami caused by an underwater volcano on Saturday. Australia, New Zealand and the UN have promised to help. Ash on the main airport's runway continues to prevent relief planes from landing, but two Navy vessels carrying aid from New Zealand are expected to reach the country's main island by Friday. Microsoft will buy Activision Blizzard, a video game maker, for almost $70 billion. Microsoft has a lot to gain. Activision has nearly 400 million monthly gamers and is known for popular titles such as Call of Duty, Candy Crush, and World of Warcraft. The deal, Microsoft's biggest ever purchase, will make the Xbox maker the world's third largest gaming company. Crude oil prices rose to their highest level in 7 years as tensions in Europe and the Middle East posed threats to supply. Futures for Brent crude, the international benchmark, rose by 2% to just over $88 a barrel. Meanwhile, ExxonMobil, an American supermajor, pledged to reach net zero emissions by 2050, in part by limiting methane leaks and investing in carbon capture. A federal judge approved Puerto Rico's bankruptcy plan, which involves reducing its outstanding public debt from $33 billion to $7.4 billion. Large creditors such as investment firms BlackRock and Silverpoint Capital backed the deal. The settlement marks a victory for the Financial Oversight Board appointed by Congress to steer the territory out of bankruptcy 5 years ago. And figure of the day, 300,000. The number of Ukrainians who have gained some form of military experience since Russia invaded their country in 2014.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.